Good morning and praise God. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start the day off right with godly breakfast for our soul. It's 15 minutes of fired up praise, teaching, and prayer. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, and we hold Morning Motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. So set your alarms now. Remember, do not miss it, because this is your godly breakfast, your eggs, your hash brown, your milk or orange juice, your bacon or sausage, your croissants or biscuits, whatever it is that you like. When you sit down to feed your body, this is your breakfast for feeding your soul. So do not forget to tune in with us. We have callers from all across the country. The other thing that I want to tell you and remind you is to go ahead and get your Bibles ready. Our scripture for this morning is going to come from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62. And our focus for this morning is don't reclutter your life. Don't reclutter your life. While you're getting your word to turn to Luke chapter 9, verse 62, I also remind everyone that we are completing our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. During the last 100 days of this year, we've been working the challenge with a different task every day, counting down to our most fruitful years as we begin 2017. So every day throughout the challenge, our focus in the morning motivation is the same as the challenge, but in the morning motivation, I'm able to give you more teaching in regard to that and take your prayer requests and for us to pray together regarding that focus. So you ought to have your word ready now. We are in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62, and I am reading from the Living Translation. It reads, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit to serve and enter the kingdom of God. No man, having put his hands to the plow, and then looking back," and that means looking back with longing for the past, not just you looked back, but you looked back with some kind of remorse over some of the things or situations that are people that you've lost, "is fit for service or entry into God's kingdom." The teaching for that is don't reclutter your life. It's coming. Yes, that day. Over the last 57 days of this last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, because today is countdown day 43, we've dealt with the clutter in our lives. We've dealt with clutter on a personal level, in a familial level, in other words, in relation to our families. We have dealt with the clutter on a relational level. We have talked about marriages and children and prioritizing families. And I've given you tasks to complete each day. We've talked about spiritual levels, our relationship with Christ. And we've gotten down into the dirty on just our mental health, developing patience, dealing with anger, letting go of toxic relationships and people, objectively assessing our own errors and deficiencies, the obstacles that we have placed in our lives, which have prevented our progressively moving forward. This challenge has been no joke. And we've participated in our group prayer and praise calls like this, our morning motivation. And you have sent me text messages. You've called me. You've told me on social media how much this has helped you. And I've shared with you how much this has helped me. I can unequivocally state this morning that on today, which is day 43, my mental and emotional health is in a much better place than when I started the countdown on day 100. And my friends testify to that, because without me even asking them, they're telling me differences they see and hear in my conversation, my tone, my outlook, the strategies that I utilize to handle things. And they're telling me their differences in their outlook and tone and strategies. And they'll call me and say, oh, I was about to do this today, but because of the challenge, I did that. And you hashtag, I got my surfboard ready. All of these things we've done to reclutter our lives. But now, yeah, that day is coming. Thanksgiving is coming next week. And guess what you're doing? You're recluttering your life. You are slacking off on the challenge. Some of you are telling me that you're behind quite a few days now. Please understand that I have to get up earlier in the mornings than I used to make sure that I have the challenge posted for you on social media and on our website at feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, to make sure it's ready for you before you go off for work. And then for those who are receiving the message via text, I have to take the time and make sure I get that out to everyone so that you'll have it in the morning. And the challenge, the message comes to me in the morning. So it's not something I can prepare at night. Each day's focus comes on that day. So it's a real time, on point, on time word. And here you are now, allowing your flesh, allowing Satan to come back in and to reclutter your lives. So you've started saying, well, Thanksgiving is coming. If I see so-and-so, I'm going to make sure I tell her this time when the family gets together to stay in her place. If she starts talking about, I don't have a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or girlfriend, this time I'm going to let her know to stay out of my business. If she starts talking about my children, if he says something about my mama, look at the toxicity. You're already a week ahead of the holiday bringing toxicity back into your life. You started planning to buy presents on Black Friday that you cannot, N-O-T, afford. Why? Because I'm with everybody and I need to show a facade, assert a facade of things that I have that I know I don't have. Why are you taking yourself back into debt? Why are you going back into the clutter of comparing yourself to everyone else? Why are you going back into the clutter of wearing a mask? Oh, yeah, this is tight, but right. Because I don't need you to go back to a cluttered lifestyle. You've started feeling depressed because you're comparing your situation to someone else's. Oh, she's going to get a new car and I don't have one. She's about to get married. And here I've been waiting all these years. He's getting ready to get a promotion. All of these things, here you go again. Now you're feeling less than, inferior, because you're comparing yourself to someone else. Here you are now comparing your mate to someone else. Oh, her husband is doing this for her. Mine can't do that. Maybe he can't afford to do that. Or his wife is doing this for him, and my wife is only doing that. Well, only that is maybe only what she has to give. Here you are now about to go back in and cause division in your home. We already worked on this thing. We already released that clutter because you're comparing your home life to someone else's. Stop it. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me right now. Stop it. Remember, you're on mute. No one else on this call can hear you, and that includes me, until I open the line for prayer requests. Say, stop it. Tell yourself, stop it. Say it again. Stop it. Oh, hallelujah. Stop it. Enough. You did not come this far to turn back the clock to living your worst you. You are decluttering to live your best you, your most successful you, your most fruitful you. So you cannot go back now. Hallelujah. I need you to stay moving forward. And that goes back to our scripture for today, which was Luke 9:62. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back with longing, is fit for service nor entry into God's kingdom. So my task for you today is that I want you to stop recluttering your life. I want you to remind yourself of the success that you've already had in this challenge. Go back and read your journal if you have to. Go back and reread some of the focus days if you need to. If you're already behind this week, today is Thursday, I want you to use today to go back and catch up on the focus. I mean, the challenges are just a small number of words. Go back and read and internalize it. And then I want you to make sure that for the remainder of this challenge, the last few weeks of this year, you call in to this morning motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. The number is 323-870-4180. It is only 15 minutes, but it will start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. For those of you who are just joining in, you can find all of this information on our website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Now we're about to go in prayer. I want you to just begin, hallelujah, to praise the Lord. Remember, no one else can hear you on this call. Just begin to thank him, because we are going to pray to make sure that we do not reclutter our lives. God has brought you too far. And right now, if you want a prayer request, I'm going to open the line. Press 1 on your phone. You won't have to say your name, and I will let you tell us your prayer request, and we'll include you in the prayer. So press 1. If you want to say a prayer request, while I'm giving people time, let's just go ahead and get our minds on Jesus for prayer. Hallelujah. And begin to thank him wherever you are. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Clap your hands and tell them thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus, asking the forgiveness of every sin. We ask right now that you create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Lord, we submit this day unto you. Father, that we will not put our hands to the plow while still looking backward, longing for those things of the past. But Father, that we will stay focused, looking ahead, staying tuned in to the prize, Lord God, running this race with patience that you've set before us so that we attain the blessing, we attain the success, we attain the prize, we attain the marriage, we attain the financial blessing, we attain the education, we attain whatever it is that we've laid out for you, God. We come in agreement right now. Hallelujah. That is done. Father, we ask you this morning to help us not to go back to those toxic things that we've already removed. Don't let us become hoarders of the past, but let us keep our lives clean, Lord God, so that we can be open to receive every blessing in every area, in every way, through every methodology, in every format. Woo-wee! That you have for us right now. I want you to say, Lord, remember, no one can hear you. Repeat after me. Lord, today, I remove the clutter. Hallelujah. Lord, today, I declutter. Say it again. Lord, today, I declutter. Now, I want you to remember that it's done. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, invite someone else to tomorrow's prayer call. We're breaking every chain on morning motivation. This is godly breakfast for your soul, and it's only 15 minutes. This is your morning motivation. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Connect with me at feelthefire.com and go get your blessing.